But we have no choice in 2022 and 2024. We have to smash the grip of this vile and vindictive political class. We have to clean house in Washington, D.C., and we have to restore government for the people. And if we do not, our republic and indeed our country will be destroyed, and we will never be able to do what is called a comeback. You won't be able to do it. It'll never come back again. It's so fragile, you know? It's so fragile. You will never bring it back again. You remember in the campaign, I used to say, if these people get in, we're going to end up with Venezuela on steroids. I said it many, many times. I never thought it was much of a possibility. But I never knew people could cheat like that. Not like that. Last week, he's a weirdo, Mark Zuckerberg came to the White House, kissed my ass. Kissed my ass. Sir, I'd love to have dinner. Sir, I'd love to have dinner. I'd love to bring my lovely wife. All right, Mark, come on in. Sir, you're number one on Facebook. I'd like to congratulate you. Oh, thank you very much, Mark. I appreciate it. Weirdo Mark Zuckerberg confessed that in 2020, the FBI went to Facebook and the media and gave them the false narrative that the Hunter Biden laptop from hell was Russian disinformation, even though they knew that was not true. So they went and they said it was Russian disinformation. By the way, the guy that came in with that stuff just got fired. He perk-walked. He was perk-walked out of the FBI on Friday. Isn't that nice? But that doesn't help us and the election of 2020, does it? That doesn't help us. They perk-walked him because of all the things he did. So many more than what we're even talking about. The FBI made it clear that they did not want the truth about the criminality and influence peddling of the Biden family coming out before the election, because that would hurt the chances of Joe Biden, who virtually never left his basement, winning the election. You know, he came to Philadelphia, as you know. You know how many people they had? Almost nobody showed up. And we have a lot of people in this place. And a lot of people. And we're not even talking about all the people outside that couldn't get in because you have better real estate, right? We got a lot of people outside watching. I hope they're watching the big, we put screens up outside. You know, this place, I think it holds 12,000 people, so it was sold out in about 15 seconds. And I said, what are we going to do for the people that can't get in? That's why a lot of times I like fields, because fields, you can just keep having them. In Alabama, we had 66,000 people. Think of this. Outside of Houston, Texas, we had 89,000 people show up. Think of it. But what the FBI did was corruption and election interference on a scale that we have never seen before in our country. According to pollsters, it made a 10 to 20 point difference, not even including all of the other totally determinative evidence of illegality that was found having to do with the 2020 presidential election scam, including ballot stuffing and not adhering to the laws, rules, and regulations of state legislatures, which is totally illegal. They just did whatever they wanted to do. And frankly, Republicans locally that ran things in a lot of states should be ashamed of themselves. Should be ashamed of themselves. And a guy like Mitch McConnell, who allowed this stuff to happen, should be scorned. He should be scorned. We'll be right back.
than anything else. Do you realize that? The point is, we ask so much of you, so much of you. I've not...